On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, that's enough.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. How you doing? Good to be with you. Well, what are the chances of us meeting up like this? Nil. They're probably nil. Thanks for being here. Happy Monday to you, the beginning of another work week, which most people dread. I find it to be exhilarating. I do. It's all attitude, my friend, and I call you my friend because I don't know what else to call you. It's all attitude. If you think this is the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful week, then it shall be. If you think it's the beginning of another horrible weekday fiasco, just living for the weekend, then your life shall be that much crap. It's all up to you. Your perception is 100%. Well, sort of. Unless you're Donald Trump, then your perception is more along zero. But anyway, that being said, let's fade out the theme music, shall we? I guess we shall. And let's spend a half an hour together. When the half an hour is over, you'll say to yourself without question, that was half an hour of my life I'll never get back. But you can get it back. All you have to do is keep the receipt. It's so simple. Haven't you learned from CVS yet? I went to CVS yesterday. God, if you feel sleepy and just dull, go to CVS. That'll wake you up. Whoa, man, it's a life experience in that place. God. You walk in there and, you know, you search for things and you wait for somebody to come up and say, can I help you find something? And they never do. They never do. And yet they send out surveys. Were we able to help you? I don't even know who you are. I didn't even know you had help in the store. I didn't even know you had cashiers. Large, large company like CVS, I'm telling you, they... So I got what I wanted. I got vitamins that I can actually swallow. That's a rare thing. You know, if you want a lot of vitamins in your pill... That's big. That's a horse pill, man. It's a hard pill to swallow, even for a horse. Even a horse would say, I'm not swallowing that. What, are you kidding me? Yeah, so I get the mini vitamins where you have to take two of the pills in one serving. They call it a serving. Would you like to be served your vitamins, sir? How would you like your vitamins served today, sir? I'd like them in two mini pills, sir. So I picked up that bottle, and you know I had no coupon for that because at CVS they'll give you coupons for everything except for the stuff you want to buy. I don't know how they figure this out. There's some AI intelligence going on here. But somehow they know, oh, go into the store. Here's coupons for mascara. Okay, I don't wear mascara. I'm a guy, first of all, and secondly, I don't wear mascara, and thirdly, I don't wear mascara. And that's fourthly, too. But thanks for the coupon. Makes you look like you're giving a lot of good deals, all of which I cannot use. every once in a while I'll find a coupon for something that I need. And then I checked the expiration date, and that expired 6 years ago. So I don't know what's going on with these things. So I go up to the register at the CVS, a very nice person, trying to be as nice as possible. But you know that underneath their skin is a seething, angry individual who realizes that they've been reduced to the task of serving the public in a CVS store, which is not horrible. Again, it all depends on your perspective. And the first thing they say to me is, do you have your CVS card? And I say to them, what, are you kidding me? They don't let you in the store unless you have one. And then I give them the item, and I give them back to me, and we tussle, and we kiss, and we make love, and all that kind of stuff. And then they print out the receipt, which again resembles a Dead Sea Scrolls. Dead Sea Scrolls didn't even have as many bargains as they do at CVS. And they print it out, and I get the wheelbarrow to take the receipt out of the store, because by now it weighs 63 pounds. And I get in my car, and I start the car, and I sit back, and I say to myself, what the hell just happened in there? Now, I make fun of CVS all the time because they're an easy target. Target is also a store that is an easy target. If you don't want to be an easy target, don't name your store Target and put a gigantic bullseye on the front door and on the wall of the building. I mean, you know, and then they're, you know, if you've noticed that Target stores, they have all these barriers so you can't drive into the store by mistake. And yet they have this big Target on the building. I think they realize they're setting themselves up for disaster, so let's make sure no one can drive into the place thinking that it is indeed a Target. But you walk in there, and everybody's dressed in red. And I don't know if this is in memorial to somebody that died or if this is some kind of a communist thing. I don't know why they're all dressed in red. I guess red Targets? Oh, I get it now. Okay. Here's what you do, kids, if you want to have a good time and you got nothing else to do and you don't have a job. Go in that very store and buy a red T-shirt or red polo shirt, which is what they wear. That's their uniform. Target, reporting for duty, sir, in my Target uniform. Buy one of those. Go home. Put it on. Then go back into the store. Make up a little name badge. It doesn't have to even be your name. Doesn't matter. Wear it and walk into the store and walk around like you work there. And even the Target employees will assume that you work there because you're wearing a red shirt. And then you walk up to people and say, do you need pants today? Yes, we do. Well, pants are free. Just grab a pair and leave the store with them. Okay. Hey, you looking for a chair? Yeah, 11 ottoman and a chair, a wicker chair. Do you have that since Pier 1 closed and I can't find wicker anywhere? Yeah, they're free today. Just take them. Take them. Get them out of the store, please. Put them in the car and go. Wow, my God. Do you have any fry pans? Do we have fry pans? They're free today. It's fry pan day. Grab some fry pans, only 72 pans per customer, and leave the store quickly. Don't even look back. Just leave because other shoppers may be jealous. So just leave quickly. Don't even talk to anybody. Just take your fry pans and get the hell out of here. Thank you, sir. Thank you for working at Target. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, right. I'm working at Target. That's what I'm doing. Excuse me, sir. Do you work here? Well, of course I do. Look at how I'm dressed. All right, I'm looking for a 50-inch TV. Well, that's crazy, because it's amazing, because today the 50-inch TVs are free. One per customer, though. That's here, it's just one per customer. You want to pull your car up to the back? Why not the front? Yeah, then people will see you. Pull it up to the back. I'll be there, and I'll give you the free TV, and you can just drive away. Can't return it, though. Can't return it. Or if you want to, I don't care. I won't be here. And that's what you do. You stay there all day and you give away free stuff. And then you look around and if you see if the manager of the store, who is basically also wearing red, starts getting a little suspicious why all these people are shoplifting, remove your red t-shirt, wear something underneath it so that you can remove the t-shirt and still look like you're dressed. Remove the red t-shirt, just shove it into one of those bins, you know, near any aisle you want, and just walk out of the store. You don't know what's going on. You know, you're getting out of there because there's too much commotion. And you would have fulfilled one of my dreams. So thank you. I don't suggest that you do this. I'm saying that you should. No, I'm not saying that you should, and I'm not suggesting it. I'm just doing a whatever. It's a little bit of a twist on whatever. It's what if. What if I put on a red t-shirt and walked into Target and started acting like I worked there? What if? What if I told people that the merchandise was free today if you remove yourself from the store with the merchandise quickly? It's a what if. It's just a game. It's a TikTok game is what it is. What the hell is with TikTok? What the hell is that thing? I don't have a TikTok account. I'm scared of it. I'm scared they're going to brainwash me into some form of Chinese communism. I'm not doing TikTok. Are you kidding me? The name alone is stupid. Did you download TikTok? What are you, a clock? What are you, a clock? What are you talking about, TikTok? How does that make any sense for anything? Walk around saying TikTok, you sound like an idiot. Sound like some type of time-depraved moron. I mean, TikTok, what are you talking about? They have challenges on TikTok. I challenge you to break the law or to kill yourself. Oh, okay. Sounds like fun. From this clock-like description of a website, of a communication social media phenomenon. It's weird. I mean, hey, kids, swallow battery acid, but chase it with cocktail sauce. Okay, whoa, that's a thing. Let's see how many people can get sick or die. Let's give that a shot, shall we? Now, they're not trying to influence anybody. And by the way, what's an influencer? What does that word mean? I mean, if you talk to somebody and you tell them it's something's, you know, a good idea, are you an influencer? Hey, you know, there's a guy down at Target wearing a red shirt telling everybody they can take the free merchandise. Really? I influence you to go there. Until they catch the guy. What's an influencer? I mean, somebody who influences people? I mean, that's nothing. There are influencers on YouTube. No, they're not. They're just people that are talking on YouTube. They're not influencing anybody. They don't influence me. They're trying to, but they're not. Social media, my ass. I can't say social media without a comma and then my ass after it. Do you know why? Because it's all made me a disbeliever and a mistruster. I trust nothing. I trust no one. If I get an email from something, I do not trust that it's legitimate at first until I have completed a research, an investigation upon the email. But I don't trust it's real. Got an email from Amazon a couple of days ago. Good friends at Amazon. We all buy things from Amazon because that's part of the deal. And the email said, Mr. Van Dam, which is really interesting because that is my name. And it said, we have suspended your Amazon account because of suspected fraudulent activity. This is under investigation. Until we have figured this out, your account has been suspended. If you find that this was done in error, please contact us, and here's the contact information. I see. Comes to find out, as I do a very simple search through the Google machine, that this is a very common fraudulent email from which they fish you. They will take a fishing pole and they will fish for your information. Excuse me while I clear my throat. I've had allergies for 17 years now. Oh, great. So, yeah, it was fraudulent. And I tell everybody I know about these situations as I'm telling you, because you can't trust everything. If everything is in front of you, do not trust it. We've been thrown into this world of deceit. If you watch Fox News, you're an idiot. If you don't understand that they make stuff up on purpose to increase their ratings of their cult-like followers, then you're an idiot if you don't realize that that's the case. The documents, the evidence has shown that they manipulate you, and they know they're doing it. They lie in order to manipulate you, and you think this is just fine. So kudos to you, I suppose. I hate to bring this up on a regular basis, but I'm trying to warn people. I'm trying to warn you against fraudulent things that have been proven to be fraudulent. That's all. Just trying to do my job as a good citizen and as a well-founded, cemented talk show host. One that has seen the ropes, climbed the ropes. Speaking of the ropes, oh my God, I was watching America's Funniest Home Videos. Some of them are, some of them are not. Some of them are not the funniest. They're the most unfunniest videos I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it. So I'm watching a show, and there's this kid, high school kid, I guess, and he's in a wrestling match. But it's not the kind of wrestling, you know, in a ring. It's like, you know, they have a mat down in a gymnasium, and there's another kid, and one is on top of the other kid in a very sexual prone position, but they call it wrestling. And I was watching it, God, it looks weird when one guy mounts another one publicly in a gym class. And they're not having sex, but it looks like they are. And they're sweating on top of each other. One kid is grabbing underneath the other kid's crotch in order to grab his chest hairs that haven't fully developed yet. And he's got his head smashed into his neck. I mean, seriously, I mean, when your kids grow up, you're going to find these to be actual bona fide sexual positions. Just looked wrong. Just looks wrong. And yet this goes on in gym classes all across our country. These little high school wrestling matches. It's kind of weird. I mean, did somebody not tap somebody on the shoulder and say, "Excuse me, what the hell are you doing? What is the point of this? What is the point of this? Are you training our children to someday, when they're adults, wrestle other men on a mat? I mean, why are you doing this? What possible scenario in life would you find that training to come in handy? When? It's just odd. High school wrestling should be stopped immediately. I mean, if you're going to be so sensitive about what's going on, why would you allow this to happen? High school wrestling on a mat? Two heterosexual boys? Why would you do this? Why? that's the closest I've ever come in my whole life to mounting another man that was in high school wrestling, and they forced me to do it. I don't know. I can't figure it out sometimes. All right. We're going to talk to... I don't particularly love... how can I put this tastefully? Traveling. Because it's very, very difficult. You know, you have to book flights and you wait in airports and, you know, sit on a plane with screaming children and people that want to put their seats all the way back so that their head is basically in your lap. Another sexual position that shouldn't take place on a normal basis. Airplanes are extremely uncomfortable, and they make them even more uncomfortable every day. Some airlines are, instead of making the seats bigger, they're making them smaller to fit more people on the plane. Oh my God. So I don't like to travel because what I have to go through, the angst, the frustration, the anxiety in order to get to my destination where I'm supposed to be relaxing. And then when my relaxing time is over at the destination, I have to go through that crap again by trying to get home. It doesn't seem worth it. And besides, I don't know if you've noticed, but you can watch all the stuff on TV. If you like going to Florida, just rent a video about Florida or just stream it for free. And I don't know. But Ron, there's nothing like actually sitting on a beach. Okay, fine. What's your point? So my guest is going to join us momentarily and figure out the traveling kind of idea. But first, we're going to take this short little commercial break, I guess you would call it.
Hi, I'm Gary Filkington, founder, owner, and operator of Filkington Gender Warehouse in picturesque West Bridgewater. We've got genders for all occasions here, for sale, lease, or hourly rental. There's no need whatsoever for you to agonize over what gender floats your proverbial boat. You can choose from one or more of our selection of over 30,000 government-certified genders of the highest quality. Come on in and talk to one of our qualified gender specialists, or feel free to browse around in our vast three-story gender showroom. Whether you're a boy or a girl or a genuflecting peach pit or whatever, you're guaranteed to find a gender that'll show the world you're something special. And while you're here, if you gotta use the can, it's open season, baby. Go wherever your spirit takes you. Filkington Gender Warehouse is open weekdays till 8 p.m. and till 2 a.m. on Saturday for your late-night gender action. Surprise your friends, piss off your parents, get special treatment at your job with a brand new Filkington Gender, Filkington Gender Warehouse. We identify as being at 367 East, Route 43 in West Bridgewater, so maybe go there.
Award-winning travel writer and expert Laura Begley Bloom joins us now, and I understand that you're not in a studio right now.
No, I am not. I am on the MSC Maravilia here in New York City, which is very exciting because this ship is going to be sailing year-round out of the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. And it's very exciting for me because I live in Brooklyn. So it means that I will be able to hop on a cruise all year long.
This is crazy. So, like, either you can go to a restaurant in Manhattan or you can get on a boat and go. That's kind of weird. Okay.
It's amazing. I mean, I have to say, it's 15 minutes from where I live. So it was so wild to be pulling up. I mean, because it's in Red Hook, which is actually one of the coolest neighborhoods in New York City. So that was, it's really fun to be able to see that and, you know, to be on the ship with MSC Cruises, which is the fastest growing cruise line in the world.
Wow. Now, is this a new port for the cruise line?
This is a new port for MSC Cruises. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting because it puts you right in the heart of Brooklyn, which is one of, you know, the coolest mm-hmm. parts of New York City. Of course, I'm biased.
Well, yeah, you should be. Well, I'm a New Yorker too, so I get where you're coming from. There are a lot of New Yorkers, a lot of people in New England who go to Florida on a regular basis, like every weekend or something. And You have to fly there, right?
Right. Well, so this is great because you could just hop in a taxi or get on the subway and you are ready to roll. And what's great about sailing from here is that there are so many different itineraries. So you can go to beach destinations like Bermuda and the Bahamas and Florida. Mm-hmm. And one port not to miss is the Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, which is MSC's private island. And this is an island that's dedicated to sustainability, to protecting marine wildlife, and to restoring the ocean's coral. And MSC's passengers get exclusive access. And they also do longer voyages starting at 10 nights from New York City to the heart of Canada and New England.
Wow. So now what if, I'm not going to fly to Florida. I'm going to take a boat. I'm going to take a ship. How long is that cruise?
It's a few days to get there. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, there's so much to do along the way on MSC Marivalia, which I have sailed before. So I can tell you firsthand that it is an amazing ship. There are, you know, there's so much. There's 12 dining venues with cuisine from around the world. They've got something called the Galleria Marivalia, which is at the heart of the ship, and it hosts parties every night and is lined with restaurants and shops. And there's a full-size bowling alley, an aqua park, Broadway-style theater, one of the largest spas at sea. I mean, you name it, they've got it.
Wow. So this is kind of like, it can be a luxury cruise.
It can be. And actually, one of the things that MSC has is the MSC Yacht Club, which is like a ship within a ship. It's a luxury experience where they've got lavish suites, a 24/7 butler service. They've got dedicated concierge. They've got access to fine dining. And MSC Cruises, what's interesting about it is it's a European line, and it's very glamorous. It's got that European sensibility with amazing food and, you know, fantastic service. Like, you really feel like you've traveled to Europe, but you're still here in New York City and in the United States.
You know, I always say, if you can afford it, go all the way with it, because it's a vacation and it's a good time. And, you know, why skimp if you can afford that? That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, but the great thing about MSC Cruises, too, is that it's a line that has a lot of value.
Uh-huh.
So it depends on what you want. So you can really get anything. Like, you have, you know, value bookings, but then you can go for that yacht club and have that more luxury experience. So, there's the sort of both, there's both ends of the spectrum.
Excellent. Excellent. And of course, food galore, I assume, as is the case with most cruises.
Oh my gosh. The food is top notch. It's so amazing. And, you know, there, and again, so many things to do. And what's great too is that it's a ship for all seasons.
Yeah.
So they've got lots of indoor and outdoor activities. Good. Like, they have a pool with a retracting roof so that you can enjoy the pool no matter what the weather is. And there's a kids club with areas for babies and for teens, and there's water slides and a rope course 195 feet above the water. Really just, so much to do.
That's for the kids. You compare to flying in a plane to Florida and you get maybe a bag of peanuts. If you take a cruise, you get a lot more than that, don't you?
You definitely get a lot more. And of course, when you're on a cruise too, all of your food is going to be included. And there's also specialty dining restaurants. So if you want, whatever kind of food you're looking for, you're going to find all of that here.
Okay. Now, to check out all the possibilities, because there's all different ideas here and places to go and ways to do it, where do we go for that information?
Yeah, well, if you want to book cruises out of New York City to Bermuda, Bahamas, Florida, Canada, and New England, you can go to msccruises.com.
Perfect. msccruises.com.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you're not going anywhere. You're going to be talking to people about the ship. So, maybe someday. Where have you been on the cruise line before?
Oh, so I've been with MSC. I have sailed from Bermuda. I have sailed in Europe. And in fact, I'm going with MSC next month to check out some of their new ships over sailing out of France.
Wow.
At the end of the month. So, and as I said, it's MSC Cruises is the fastest growing cruise line in the world. So you can take cruises pretty much anywhere you can imagine. There are so many amazing ships and so so many amazing places to go.
Well, after that social disease experiment that we had there for in 2020 and 21, people are itching to get out and go places. So I'm glad this is happening now. And New York is the port of the world as far as I'm concerned. It's great to have them there. Hey, Laura, it's been fun speaking to you. I live vicariously through you.
Thank you so much. It was great to chat with you,
all
too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Happy travels.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Will you join me then? Will you be so kind as to take a bit of time and spend a moment with me? I would appreciate it for no reason whatsoever, basically, but I just would appreciate it. You'd be making a small child happy who otherwise is deprived of happiness. I don't know why I said that, because there's no connection to small children whatsoever. I guess it's the kind of thing where if I pull at your heartstrings, maybe you'll do anything. That's what they think when they show you that stuff on TV with the sick puppy dogs or the starving children, which is a horrible thing, both of them. But yet they're tugging at your heartstrings. They're trying to manipulate you into giving them money. So won't you join me tomorrow for another program? It would be so much appreciated, as would your donation. Donations of $10,000 or more will give you one of those little blankets that you can put on your lap. Yeah, that's free if you donate $10,000 or more to the Ron Van Dam Show. And we'll throw in a pen with the name of the show printed on the barrel. I know. Won't you give? Give now and give generously so that somewhere, sometimes, a talk show host can actually enjoy a meal. I am so hungry. I wish you peace.